Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dan Goodall, and he is the director of White Rock Conservancy. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you today?
I'm great. It's another beautiful summer morning. You know how that goes. But, Dan, the other day, you know, I look at my internet all the time, and here came this information reminding me that this weekend, like tomorrow and Sunday, is a high point for watching a meteor shower. So where do we go to see meteors, Dan?
So that's right, LaVon. This is the weekend for the Perseid meteor shower, which comes around every year. It's the comet 109P, the Swift-Tuttle comet. And as a result of that, if you want to see some of the sky show, the light show coming off of this comet, you can come up to White Rock Conservancy at our Starfield campground. We purposefully kept this area around Starfield very dark, and it's a great place to camp out and watch the meteor shower, which will be at its height, I believe, on the evening of August 12th.
Yes. So now, Dan, we better remind people, just in case they don't know, how do we find White Rock Conservancy?
White Rock Conservancy is a 5,000-acre land conservancy with the Middle Raccoon River running right through it, and it's right near Coon Rapids here in Iowa. We're right in the corner of Guthrie, Green, and Carroll counties as well. So we're not too far from Guthrie Center. And Coon Rapids I can see right out of my office window here about a mile or two down the road.
And it's a nice location. It's not very far from all of Southwest Iowa. It's not very far from Des Moines. It's, you know, it's a great location and offers so many things in addition to star watching year round. And, I looked up the 9 best places to watch stars in the world, and I'm sorry, White Rock wasn't mentioned. But I bet if we went to the best places in Iowa, we would find White Rock Conservancy. You even have some trails named after stars.
We do. We have about 40 miles of trails out here. We have Little Dipper Trail and Big Dipper Trail and Shooting Star Trail. And those trails actually are mountain bike trails, and we were just named like the second best mountain biking location in Iowa. So if you like mountain biking and single track trails, this is a really good fun place to come as well.
Okay, so Dan, now we've mentioned camping, one place for camping, and I know you have more than that. You've mentioned a river, you've mentioned trails. I think the list must go on and on of things we could do when we visit White Rock Conservancy.
Well, look, LaVon, let me tell you, one thing that's coming up that a lot of people have a lot of fun with is on August 19th, we're going to have what we call our Slow Sunday Drive. And so if you've got a gator or a four-wheeler or something like that that doesn't get very much exercise, people come out and ride together in a group, and we take about a three-hour ride through White Rock. It's led by former Mayor Keith Dorfinghaus, and really, people, we had about 50, 55 four-wheelers out here the last time we did this, and it's a lot of fun. We break in the middle. We have a little time to have some drinks and refreshment, and people really have a great time on the Slow Sunday Drive.
And, you know, that says to me, if we're not able to do our dirt bike or our mountain bike, or maybe there's some other reason that we can't walk the trails, here's an opportunity for anybody, any age, any ability.
That's right. And we've got, you mentioned, of course, the meteor shower coming up on August 12th. And September 7th, another fun activity that we have out here that's been ongoing for many years is called our Star Party. And that's really a great time because all the amateur astronomers get together and they come out to the Starfield campground and put up their telescopes and have a little program, and then hopefully it's clear skies and people can go from telescope to telescope and have all of these amateur astronomers explain to them what they're seeing and what's going on in the night sky. And it's been a popular activity.
That would be very helpful if somebody's sort of at the beginning stages of looking at astronomy, because there's so much to see and so much to know. You know, sometimes we've heard about the bear in the sky and so on. We go, I don't see that. So we need a little help to get started sometime to appreciate all of that.
Yeah, last year it was high school kids all the way up to retired people that have an avid interest in astronomy, and people get really enthusiastic about it, and more so once you can, you know, figure out what you're looking at and learn a little bit more about what's up in the night sky.
Mm-hmm. We're visiting with Dan Goodall, who is the director of White Rock Conservancy. Now, Dan, another thing you mentioned is the Raccoon River, so I'm guessing you have some opportunities for some water-related kinds of sports.
We do, and we offer the livery service for canoes and kayaks. The river's a little low right now, and we post
yes.
that on our website, on whiterockconservancy.org, to make sure that people know if we're doing floats or not. But, yeah, it's very popular, and people are floating all the time, and especially on weekends.
So how much equipment and so on do you offer? You just mentioned float trips. Do you always have to bring all your own equipment, or do you have some there, like on a float trip, that you just sign up to do that?
No, Levon, that's a great question. And what we have is you meet at the river campground, and then you take a van with the paddle and the kayak or the canoes, and we have the life jackets and things like that. And, of course, you'd have to bring your own drinks or anything you wanted to bring along on the float. But pretty much you can do the float as long as you pay what we charge. We do the float and pull the canoe out at the end, and then we take care of it after that.
Again, a good way to kind of get started in some of those things. You know, some of us don't own that equipment, and I'm sure you have people there that could kind of help you get started. So you mentioned website. Let's talk about how the various ways we can contact you and find out information about White Rock.
Well, the website is great. We're also on Facebook, and we try to post interesting things on Facebook. Like now we have a grass workshop out here led by Dr. Tom Rosberg of Drake, and it's a three-day workshop that's ongoing ongoing right now, and I posted a few pictures about that. We're harvesting oats today for cover crops, and I'm sure we'll have some pictures out there on that on our Facebook page, and we do a lot on Facebook. You can also just call Carla, who's our guest services person. It's 712-790-8221 in extension 1, and Carlo will help you if you want to stay out here in one of our farmhouses or camp out here or do a canoe rental and all those things. She answers the phone all the time, and she's really great.
Dan, we've said several times, the title is White Rock Conservancy. What does conservancy mean?
Conservancy means that we're a land trust and a nonprofit organization. And what that means is that in 2004, the Garth family, after Stephen Garth passed away, decided that in order to maintain a family legacy of conservation and valuing the environment, they decided to put some of the land holdings that they had together in one grouping and then make it available for everyone to enjoy. And so to do that, we worked with Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation and you know, several other groups around the state to put this together as a nonprofit. And today we depend on donors, people from all over Iowa and beyond to help us out to keep this open to the public as a place that where they can experience not only the environment and agriculture, oak savanna. We also lease some land to hunters in the fall. And we have our own agricultural operation, too, to try and, you know, maintain our cash flow. So it's like a state park, but it's really different than a park as well, because we can do things here that they can't do at a state park.
Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing you have visitors from all over the world.
Well, the conservancy, the historical basis of the conservancy, one of the famous events that happened here was the Nikita Khrushchev visited here in 1959 to talk to Roswell Garth about seed corn and the U.S. agriculture production. And that was the day that basically the state of Iowa shut down for the Soviet premier's visit. And you can come and learn more about that if you visit our home farmhouse. And there's some pictures and some information and some memorabilia there about, you know, that visit back in 1959. The home farmhouse is kept as a bed and breakfast now. We're doing exterior renovation now on that. But people can stay there. And it's pretty much kept as it was back in, 1959, 1960. And people enjoy that a lot.
So I'm suggesting, Dan, if people have not visited White Rock Conservancy, they should get information and get there for any reason, because there's something there for anybody. But especially if you want to watch the stars, plan on doing that this weekend. And
yep, we've got a lot of things going on. Just check out our website, and you can learn about butterflies or the Carroll County Saddle Club ride or forest bathing or bicycle riding out here and things like that. So we'd be happy to answer any questions anytime somebody calls.
The list goes on and on. Thank you so much, Dan Goodall, for visiting with us this morning. And until next time, here's a thought. You're never too old to wish upon a star.